Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's going on with Robert Kraft?
Well, with Robert Kraft, and we'll get to AB in a second, but Robert Kraft, it sounds like, is going to somehow get out of this thing.
Is this rich guys get better treatment by the legal system or
yeah.
what?
Rich old white dudes always get better treatment from the system. Florida prosecutors have offered to drop charges against Robert Kraft. And if the story would load here on my screen, I'd tell you more details. But it sounds like he's going to have to, as part of this plea agreement, admit that he would have been found guilty, but that he's not guilty, which is a real...
That's not the way the legal system works.
No.
You're either guilty or you're not.
And the other odd part of this is that it doesn't sound like the Jupiter Police Department's investigation of this thing was the tidiest.
Oh, so there's
it's left
the courthouse.
Some loose ends.
There's the courthouse steps, right? I'm not walking up those ones. Give me the old rich white guy steps.
Yes. Give me that back door.
Let me go those ones, right? The ones where I wear loafers without any socks, and I drive a real, real fancy car, and I got that
perpetual tan. I ride in the car, and somebody drives it
and
for me.
And I've got a polo sweater not on, but the sleeves tied together around my shoulders. Give me the rich white guy steps to the courthouse, because I'll go in there and sign a couple documents, and I'm good. I mean, what a farce of a legal system if this is what's going
to
happen.
What if he doesn't agree to it, though? Here's the thing.
Then he goes to trial.
Yeah, because he's been steadfast via the organization in saying there was no wrongdoing whatsoever. So does he step up and attempt to go to trial to prove that, or does he take the weaselly way out in this case after looking like Mr. Big Chest trying to prove how he was completely innocent? Does he back down and say, oh, yeah, I'll take a plea agreement?
Jim Kraft, the rub down. What happened? What's going on? Tell me.
Well, I was in the next room. No.
See, that's the Jim we love.
How do I know?
Admitting the guilt might get him in more trouble with the NFL because they don't need legal ramifications.
No.
They don't need jurisprudence from a state or federal standpoint.
We know they'll do what they want.
Well, Ben Roethlisberger, case in point.
Uh-huh.
So,
but if he settles
Jim,
with
the
every...
rub, the tug, what's happening with Kraft here?
I don't know. You'd have to ask Dershowitz or one of those guys. I don't know.
Is he dead or is he still alive?
He's still kicking around, I think. But I don't know if he's still at the top of his game, though. I think Bob.
Neither was Bob Kraft, apparently.
He might have to go someplace else. So I guess a plea deal doesn't constitute a happy ending for him, then, right?
Jim's back. There we go. Cancel. Yeah, cancel the GoFundMe. We got Jim back. Well, what would you do if you're Kraft, though?
If I were Kraft, I'd call Joe Cordell.
Well, he's not married.
He's not licensed in Missouri either.
Yes.
I saw
Blaine Jones on TV today.
I thought he remarried.
Oh, crap. I think he was just dating that woman.
Was he?
I don't know. If he may have married her. I don't know.
Yeah, but whichever way. I don't know. How am I supposed to know what he's going to do?
We just thought, you know, it's takes one to know one, rich white guy.
If he was caught... If he was caught red-handed.
Or with his pants down, in this case.
Right.
Yes.
I don't think he was the one that was red-handed.
Yes. She was, and he had his pants down. Continue. What about AB? Let's get off of this before we get in trouble.
Yeah, we're towing right up to the line.
Yes.
Remember the juju hit on Vontaze Burfict? Knocked him out in the middle of the Cincinnati game, right?
Karma.
Yes.
Karma. I mean, just call God, you know?
Has AB called God? Because he tweeted that he's called Vontaze and that the two of them have talked to each other since Burfict signed in Oakland last night.
He just tweeted a little bit ago. He said we're going to bully on him or something this
bully
year.
Season.
It's bully season for AB. And I thought that was reserved for Mike Pouncey. But anyway, it's bully season with the Raiders.
This is not going to work.
You know what? I'm telling you what's happening. And I just said it a couple hours ago that it is just fabricated this love affair that they're going to have with each other between now and like training camp. But there's really a deep-seated hatred for each other. But they're going to try to make it look like they get along. Then it's going to jump off. Some incident is going to make it go back to where, you know what, we faked it. We really hate each other. And
there's no way these guys don't end up on Hard Knocks. They have to be the Hard Knocks team this year. They have to be. This is everything that's going on. And here's the other kicker to this. You would think that after watching what the Steelers went through, with a couple of outspoken personalities over the last year and a half or two, that other teams would learn that when you get combustible personalities together, it could lead to something popping off.
We're not done talking about Bob Kraft. Could you imagine him doing his 100 hours of community service? Some kid got like picked up underage drinking at a party, whatever, yeah. And then he's washing an ambulance or a fire truck, and here comes Bob Kraft.
I want them in their neon yellow vests next to each other picking up garbage.
100
on the
hours of community service. He's washing some fire truck in his like aqua socks or whatever. He's out there getting it done. I mean, he would have to. Come on.
It's tough to envision.
Bob, like the time LeGarrette Blount was supposed to do his 100 or his, 50 hours of community service, and nobody ever remembers him coming back to Pittsburgh.
Never. Never happened.
I mean, where did he do this 100
Somebody signed a piece of paper
Maybe
somewhere.
Maybe there's a warrant.
I don't know. I seem to know the attorney that represented him in the case, and they're kind of mystified as to how he got his
some
50
questions
hours of community
there?
Service yeah. in as well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.